leading the news this morning. No one has been named, but a police investigation into sports doping and match fixing is expected to draw blood in the coming days and weeks. Justice Minister Jason Clare has appealed to anyone who thinks they may be implicated to come forward before they are caught. Major sporting codes were thrown into crisis when the Australian Crime Commission revealed widespread use of illicit drugs backed by organised crime. Tasmanian fire crews have spent the night trying to contain two major fires near Hobart. The threat has now been downgraded to a watch and act. Water bombing efforts suffered a setback when a water bombing helicopter crashed in rugged terrain. The pilot was uninjured. Aid agency World Vision says the death toll from the Solomon Islands tsunami has risen to 12. More than 7,000 people have been affected by the metre-high wave triggered by a strong earthquake. The Australian government is poised to send aid in the next few days. Air safety officers are investigating the deaths of two men in an ultralight plane crash in Victoria. Emergency services were called to an area south of Mildura around 8 o'clock last night. The men died at the scene. More Australians are working part-time. Official figures for January show a rise of more than 20,000 part-time jobs, but the number of full-time jobs fell by around 10,000. The national unemployment rate has held steady at 5.4%.